here's me, and I'm on the Shapeless Mass podcast from shapelessmass.com. Is that? Oh, hell, I can't read this shit. In fact, I can't even read.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, Bryce can read it.
Here we go.
Do it.
Episode 62.
Oh. How long ago was the first one?
Oh, jeez. It's been, it was 2006, so it's been more than 3 years.
Bloody hell.
It's like, it's over 3 years because it was June in 2006.
So, and we have three listeners.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
One per year.
And that includes me.
Oh.
Yeah.
That includes me.
So,
ow! You bit me, you little monkey.
Sorry, bit my finger.
He's talking to you, Ian. I'm EBA.
I'm from Major Paris.
This is from Mildred Paris.
I'm Amber, and on my lap is little Owen.
And you are?
Alice.
Alice. Alice is new to the show.
I'll say.
Everybody say hi to Alice.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Alice.
Alice.
You can check us out, hopefully online. We no longer use podcast.shapelessmass.com, but you can still go there if you want to, but it's going to take you to our new home at shapelessmass.com, which is also where I live. Where do you live, Mr. Bruce?
I live at 619 Grant Avenue. You can send me a posted letter if you'd like.
Or checks.
Bomb.
Or checks.
Or checks.
Or a bomb.
Yeah, or money
send
orders.
Send money.
Send him a bomb with a check inside it.
There you go.
So when it blows up, it, like, you know, gives him, like, here, boom, here's a check. That'll work. And so do you have a place that you live online, though?
Yes, it's popamericana.com.
Dot com?
See the waveform.
Amber?
I reside on Facebook. I live on Facebook.
You have a farm on Facebook.
I have a farm.
And that's all we're going to say about it. Alice, do you have a website address or anything?
You can find me at myspace.com.
/
Alice Monster. Just
Monsta?
Search it.
Spell Monster?
M-O-N-S-T-A.
Okay. Just in case anybody listening checks it out. So. You'll get an additional 2 people checking it out because we have about 5 people who listen to the show. I think I'm over exaggerating. And you can email me and Pierce with this thing that
Paris?
He hates. Pierce.
Paris.
Paris. And Paris Hilton, this thing that he hates.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com. And Sir Mildred Pierce @gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Should we start off your song?
Seriously? Is that how we started off the podcast now?
Yes.
We don't have an opening monologue or something?
We haven't had an opening monologue ever.
Well, we usually talk about something,
don't we? Do we? Start? I don't think so. Unless we listen to a motherfucker.
If
If I get one life to live, I'ma give it all I got. If I get the chance, I'ma be who I am instead of who I'm not. When I die, wanna be able to look up and smile. Think back on things I did instead of all the things I thought.
I said, if I got one life to live, I'ma give it all I got. If I get the chance, I'ma be who I am instead of who I'm not. When I die, wanna be able to look up and smile. Think back on things I did instead of all the things I thought. I'm coming up a high school dropout, always in the back of my mind, trying to prove I wasn't just some cop out. One of those dudes that the girls are always trying to save. Whisper to you with tears in their eyes while you sleep and they pray. A new day, a new way of life led me to this place of mind, peace of mind. No, not yet, but that comes with time. Turning around this crazy juggernaut I built, swole my pride, inside it slides down this bitter pill. Windows still dreaming led me to believe, and I had something beautiful inside, something that I couldn't hide. Undercovers at noon and ugly gray skies disguised my plans under shyness and waited. I'm not empty, I'm more like everything all at once. I'm not crazy, I'm more like burning through this life like the sun. These people are amazing and I'm gonna keep learning my. This place is everything and I'ma keep learning my.
Lines, 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 lines.
So forget love, forget your money and drugs. I don't even sleep now, cause the shit isn't enough. So let's shine, let's live and die by these streets. Let's rhyme, you can sit back, puff fly to these beats. This is the heat, this is my intensity, my propensity for making it all this in some sense of me. There's something around the corner, got my head out of order. Got a mind full of lines and a pocket full of quarters. But I can't seem to rest, life is bringing up the stress. I test myself and listen, catch as catch can. My nemesis, eminence, preeminently from my blood. I'm always changing, trying to keep from forgetting who I was. And I forgot to love between indifference and hate. Left who I used to be back in chaos and fate. I've been a lot of places, worn mad hats and faces. I'm young, 21, but I'm so close I can taste it. I'm a man and that means that I need a sense of purpose. Without that these words become worthless verses. Superfluous staple spit and leads to nothing but more of the same. The game is about money and recognition of the big names. An ounce of pain goes into every line that I create as I carefully extract the feeling from the lining of my brain. Cranium draining onto paper by way of pen's ink. I sink teeth into language with things I think. Time is slipping backwards like a reel of film. The images of days burned into the chemicals that spill. Frame by frame, nameless faces stay the same. After years of restless endless changes, still they stay in still. I'ma cut my ties and burn my bridges, my. Never said I wasn't a little bit vicious, my. Always found time to spit and write descriptive, though. My hindsight is always talking, I'ma keep spinning these.
Lines, lines, lines. Lines, lines, lines. Lines, lines, lines.
was Atmosphere with It's Only Quarters, and then follow that up with Gregory and the Hawk, one of their versions of Birds and Boats. Now we're going to pass out fortune cookies, which we already ate, because the recorder fucked up, so we're doing it again. So I'm just going to read our fortunes real quick, even though we already ate them, and before I correct into our sponsor this week, which is Lindor Truffles. Lindor. I'm sorry, Lindor Truffles. We're both wrong. You lose, I lose, we've all lose.
Lindor by Lynch.
My fortune was eerily premonition. It says, you will soon be surrounded by good friends and laughter in bed.
Ha!
Here you go, Mr. Cruz.
That's good. You will make many changes before settling satisfactorily in bed covered in slime.
Here you go, Alice. What's your fortune say?
You'll be surrounded by luxury covered in slime.
Covered in slime.
And last but most certainly not least, your golden opportunity is coming shortly in bed.
So you're going to get covered in piss and cum. Okay. So moving along, we have this thing we do. This is just for you, Alice, because you're the newest person. Every time someone comes on the show, we have to do this little questionnaire. So, reaction time is a factor in this, so please pay attention. Now answer as quickly as you can. It's your birthday. Someone gives you a casket wallet. How do you react?
A casket?
Skin.
Skin. Like a baby cow.
A baby cow.
And, what?
A casket wallet for your birthday. How do you react?
I wouldn't take it.
Okay.
Would you say anything nasty to him?
Probably. Like, where the fuck did you get this?
I mean, gummy bears instead.
Yes. You've got a little boy. He shows you his butterfly collection plus the killing jar. What do you do?
The killing jar.
What's in it?
I would presume, like...
dead butterflies.
Yeah, dead butterflies. Stuff like that. Things that kill butterflies.
If a random kid showed me this?
No, he's your son.
I'd say he's fucked up and send him away.
Okay.
You're going to boarding school.
You're watching television. Suddenly you realize there's a wasp crawling on your arm. What do you do?
I'd probably be stung. Because, yeah.
You're not going to smack it?
It'll be mad either way, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, not stab it.
You're in a desert walking along in the sand when all of a sudden you look down and you see a tortoise. It's crawling toward you. You reach down. You flip the tortoise over on its back. The tortoise lay on its back, its belly baking in the hot sun, beating its legs, trying to turn itself over, but it can't. Not without your help. But you're not helping. Why is that?
I don't know. Because, I mean, I would help it.
But you're not helping. Why are
I guess
you
watch it die. Oh. I don't know.
Doesn't say. Describe in single words only the good things that come into your mind about your mother.
The good things?
About your mother.
Oh, a sphinx cat.
What?
An inside joke, I guess.
Oh, okay. So what do you think, Mr. Bruce?
Yeah, that's her little one, isn't she?
No, I mean, about Alex. Is she a record or not? Shut up.
What's that mean?
I don't think she's a Republican.
You would know if you weren't.
He's calling you a Republican.
Republican. Well, we can tell by your answers.
Right.
Republican.
You are so retarded.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Zombieland, yeah, Zombieland.
Do you want to see Zombieland?
I do want to see Zombieland.
Zombieland.
You didn't have to ask if I want to see Zombieland? Come on.
Two very different men. Geeky Columbus, played by... and Ass Kicking Tallahassee. That's his name?
Yeah.
Columbus and Tallahassee, played by Woody Harrelson, have somehow survived a world overrun by zombies. But can they survive each other? So it's like a...
It's a zombie comedy, and it takes place in an amusement park?
Well, it's like everybody, like, got killed by the zombies. No, but I heard about it. And everybody got killed by the zombies and stuff.
I've seen that.
And so they're nicknamed after cities.
Like, where they come from?
Yeah, Tallahassee and...
How clever.
Yeah.
So it's not Columbus, can we...
He's from Columbus, Ohio. That's where Columbus landed, by the way. Came to the New World.
So, yeah, I want to see it. I want to see it. Zombieland.
Yeah, I want to see it too, actually.
How many stars for Zombieland?
The pressure is on. 4 stars?
Four?
I'll give it 7.
I thought you wanted to see it. Do you want to go supervise?
4 out of 10. Wow. I say 7.
Unless you might have thought 4 out of 5. Did we expect it as 10 stars?
Yes.
How many do you want to see?
I give it 7.
7? Wow. 7? Yeah.
Yep, 7. So we're pretty much in agreement. It's Alice with the same now. Feed it the shame!
Capitalism, a love story. 20 years after his groundbreaking documentary, Roger Moore, Michael Moore, takes on government bailouts.
You say Roger Moore?
Roger, I mean. Oh. You say Roger Moore?
I remember doing a documentary about Roger Moore. Roger Moore.
Like, yeah, he was
the which one. Which is the best
font. It was the one with Gary Stone.
Hey, so, yeah.
Capitalism? You like capitalism?
Yes.
Is he like capitalism on the left side? You want to see it?
I'll watch it. I'm probably going to say 5. Honestly, I saw Sicko and I was just kind of like,
They kind of run on a wee bit.
Sicko made me want to move to England for a short period of time.
I would have thought France.
Oui, de France. Well, she does not like, you know, the foreigners.
Yeah, there's no foreigners in England.
Or French people.
They're all American over there.
So, did you want to see Capitalism Love Story?
No.
Do you know anything about
it? No.
Do you know anything about capitalism?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about Michael Moore?
No.
Have you seen any of his movies?
Yeah. No.
Fahrenheit 9/11.
I saw the Flint, Michigan one.
Boy from California.
Maybe.
Roger Moore.
3 digits.
He did do that really terrible comedy with the...
Oh, yeah, he did do that.
Yeah.
It was okay. Anyway, 5 stars.
That's not bad. I'm going to say 6.
Oh, okay.
Or 7. For the moment, but...
Yeah, I
was going to say 7.8.
7.8? All right.
7.8.
Alice?
I was going to say 2 because I'm not interested.
No.
At all.
Ooh.
Okay. One more, pal.
Final Destination, but it's probably like the other ones.
Hey, is that the one where they cheat death? Mm-hmm. No, it's the other 3 where they cheat death.
This
one's about actually...
They actually die?
Nothing bad happens.
Really?
No.
It's called Just Destination.
Hmm.
So, this is the Final Destination.
Oh,
another installment of the franchise. This time in 3G! The kiss took stereo.
Go ahead.
And then, when a terrible accident occurs during a car race, the survivors slowly meet their demise. And you ask me, where do they bury the survivors?
Okay. Good call. You win. 3 stars, but they're 3-dimensional stars. You know,
it's like the other ones.
It's going to be like the crap's going to be coming in your face from all directions. I actually kind of like the first one. I didn't see any other ones. Wasn't that the one where the girl gets hit by the bus?
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah. That was exceptionally well done.
Well, if you like the other ones, then...
No, what's your opinion?
It's just like the other ones. I say 2.
You like the other one?
Yeah. It's too much like the other ones.
Well, if it was not enough like the other ones, then it wouldn't be Final Destination. It's like...
I'm going to see Rambo different.
And say, what's with... He's in a fucking jungle shooting a machine gun again. Yeah. Not that the first movie.
Damn, these Michael Bay movies are going to keep blowing up. I thought this could be a love story. What the fuck?
I'll give it 4.
I'll probably give it 4, and whichever highlights I happen to see on YouTube, I'll probably give those 5 YouTube stars.
Wow!
Yeah.
Which is tits.
So that's the best way to watch Final Destination.
This week's game.
So it's Alice. You want to give yourself a team name? Be it by yourself, Alice?
Well, how about the girls versus boys?
Yeah, girls.
Oh, you're going to break up the sexy pair. That's amazing.
Don't break up the sexy pair.
Me and Owen are going to be the sexy pair.
No, I will get
so your name is Alcoholics Anonymous.
Excuse?
Versus S&P.
S&P and OSOC.
Disney Mickey Mouse universe character or historical gangster?
Oh dear lord.
Actually, 1920s Prohibition era.
Oh, okay.
So, here we go. You ready? Chippy.
Could be gangster.
Can you vote?
There's no vote.
He might be.
So, you guys are saying gangster? What are you saying, Mr.
Bruce? I'm saying Disney.
I should be like some gangster dude.
It is a gangster!
Oh. What about in that gangster movie that Disney made?
Wait,
the gangster movie that Disney made.
With
anyway.
Warren Beatty? And
do they like that?
Jose Carioca.
Disney?
I'm gonna say Disney.
I'll say gangster.
That's a Disney movie!
Yeah.
Characters.
You happen to know which movie?
I did not write these down, sorry. Big Tuna!
I'm pretty sure there's a gangster movie.
I'm gonna say Disney.
Yeah, because.
That would be a gangster! Humphrey the Bear.
Wow. There's
Amber just got the most inquisitive look on her face.
If there's a big dude called Humphrey the Bear, then
I want to say gangster, but I'm
that's ridiculous.
Is that y'all's answer again?
I guess.
Yeah, gangster.
Spurs?
I'll say gangster.
Gangster. Okay, well it's actually Disney.
Mad
Dog Cole. COOLL. Sorry, that sounds right.
Gangster.
Gangster.
Okay.
That is a gangster. Waxy. W-A-X-E-Y.
Neither?
No.
Listen.
I'm really eager first this time. Gentleman first.
Thanks.
Disney character.
That is a gangster! And that was tie!
Good job, Owen!
Bruto! B-R-U-T-O.
That's definitely Disney. Because, I mean, it's on Balto, isn't it?
Sounds like Bruto. Who's kind of gangster?
So, what's your answer? Is your answer Disney? Bruto. B-R-U-T-O.
I'll go Disney.
So you're saying gangster? It's Disney.
Okay.
Phantom Blot. Spelled just like it sounds.
Blot him out.
Disney?
I was going to say gangster.
So you guys are saying gangster? Or
okay. Disney?
What's your answer? I need a final answer.
I want to say gangster.
And you say gangster? It is a Disney character. Little Augie.
That's
never heard of that.
I want to say gangster.
That is a gangster.
Okay.
Yay.
Panchito Pistoles.
How many have we done thus far?
A couple.
I hear flipping.
They can't hear you flipping me the bird. That doesn't translate into radio. Sorry. Panchito Pistoles. I went to high school with Panchito Pistoles.
I'll say neither. I'll say Panchito neither.
He's saying neither.
I'm thinking neither also.
Okay.
Well, you guys are both wrong.
That was gangster?
That would be Disney.
Wow.
That's racist.
What?
It probably is.
10 Cent Jimmy.
Gangster.
Okay.
Is that everybody's final answer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is actually the neither. That was a presidential nickname for James Buchanan Jr. Mm-hmm. Greasy Thumb.
Gangster.
Gangster.
If the answer is gangster, that is a gangster. Fifi the Peak. P-E-K-E. So I'm assuming
Disney.
It could be Peke.
Disney.
That's, isn't that skunk dude?
Yeah, well, we'll go.
Demi LePew.
I'll go with Disney.
Tonight, a Disney character. Are you sure you want to go Disney on this one? Because you're confusing it with the Warner Brothers character, who's not even spelled the same.
We're fine. We'll stick with Disney.
Just stick with Disney. What do you say,
man? What was it?
Fifi the Peak. Maybe it's Peck the K.
Gangster.
That would actually be a Disney character.
Oh.
No.
Butch the Bulldog.
Gangster.
Disney.
Butch?
He's saying Disney, you're saying gangster.
I'm saying gangster.
Okay.
Mr. Pierce is right, it's a Disney character. Oh, last but not least, Screwy.
Gangster.
Yeah.
Gangster!
Yeah.
A wins. So, for that, let's listen to some NWA with Gangster Gangster.
Got him.
Ruthless. Everywhere we go, they say,
damn.
NWA's fucking up the program. And then you realize we don't care. We don't just say no. We're too busy saying yeah. About drinking straight out the 8 bottle. Do I look like a motherfucking role model to a kid looking up to me? Life ain't nothing but bitches and money. Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. See, I don't give a fuck cause I keep belling. Belling. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling? Some niggas that I don't like. Walked over to him and said, what's up? The first nigga that I saw hit him in the jaw. Ren started stomping him and so did E. By that time, got rushed by security out the door. But we don't quit. Ren said, let's start some shit. I got a shotgun and here's the plot. Taking niggas out with a flurry of buckshots. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, I was gunning. And then you look, all you see is niggas running and falling and yelling and pushing and screaming and cussing. I stepped back. And then I realized it's time for me to go. So I stopped, jumped in the vehicle. It's like this because of that hoot ride. And NWA's wanted for a homicide. Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. Fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. See, I don't give a fuck cause I keep belling, belling. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling? Just hanging, some dope dealing, some gang banging. We decide to roll and we deep. See a nigga on dates and we creep real slow. And before you know, I had my shotgun pointed in the window. He got scared and hit the gas. Right then, I knew I had to smoke his ass. He kept rolling, I jumped in the bucket. We couldn't catch him, so I said, fuck it. Then we headed right back to the fort, sweating all the bitches in the biker shorts. We didn't get no play. Ladies, with six niggas in a car, are you crazy? She was scared and it was showing. We all said, fuck you, bitch, and kept going to the hood. And we was into find something else to get into, like some pussy or in fact, a bum rush. But we call it Rat Pack. On a nigga for nothing at all. Ice Cube will go stupid when I'm full of 8-ball. I might stumble, but still won't lose. Now I'm dressed in the county blues. Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. I don't give a fuck cause I keep belling, belling. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
Wait a minute, cut this shit.
Man, what you gonna do now?
What we gonna do right here is go back.
How far you going back?
Way back.
As we go a little something like this.
Hit it. Here's a little gangster short in size. A t-shirt Levi's is his only disguise. Built like
like a tank, yet hard to hit. Ice Cube and Easy E cold running shit.
Well, I'm Easy E, the one they're talking about. Niggas tried to roll a dice and just crapped out. Police tried to roll, so it's time to go. I creeped away real slow and jumped in the 6-4 with the diamond in the back. Digging the scene with the gangster lean, cause I'm the E. I don't slang or bang, I just smoke motherfuckers like it ain't no thing. And all you bitches, you know I'm talking to you.
We wanna fuck you, Easy.
I wanna fuck you too, because you see, I don't really take no shit.
So let me tell you motherfuckers who you fucking with.
Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I put a foot in your ass. I don't give a fuck, cause I keep bailing, bailing. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
That much closer to home, on a crowded street corner, surrounded by people all alone. Pain in the heart, rain in the dark, the wind is glum and bitter. She walks around the corners like she brought the sun with her. Then everything just brightened up, I couldn't make this up. My fingers in my eyes as she walked by like I was waking up. In so many words, I couldn't string a sentence together to bother her. I instantly forgot all my plans and started to follow her. It's like the sky opened and God handed you directly to me. I know it sounds crazy, but so is life. I'm sinking and feeling like your heart is beating solely for me. Your legs are long and toned. You must be walking home. I love the way your lips move when you're talking on your phone. Intoxicating, you're truly a dewy impurities. Plague every thought of you while I'm trailing you like your security. Lost, we couldn't know our paths would cross, but time knew it. Feet sticking out the window, an opportunity climbing through it. Paying for sale, looking to find a new taker. Chance to speak blown when you looked at me, I looked in the newspaper. Because the sky opened and God handed you directly to me. I know it sounds crazy, but so is life. I'm sinking and feeling like your heart is beating solely for me. I'm miles out of my way, creepy, I want more. Was gonna turn back, but you stuck your key in your front door. You're standing across the street, the stars that align us to meet. Standing outside with your trash, feeling incomplete. My finger aching for your doorbell like a random blog. Instead I lurk outside in the cold like an abandoned dog. Perish the thought, you should cherish the words that I got in my mouth. That can truly explain how I got in your house. Because the sky opened and God handed you directly to me. I know it sounds crazy, but so is life. I'm sinking and feeling like your heart is beating solely for me. Unlikely, impossible, I couldn't dream to think it. There's something happening between us you can't deceive.
This has been the best podcast ever because we keep losing shit. So we're going to go to the advice column. Unfortunately, we're only doing one question this week because the other two didn't get recorded. Son of a bitch. I blame you.
the advice column.
I heard about people who put things in the keyhole for sex, and I wanted to try it. First, though, is it safe? Second, what can I put in there? Third, can I put things in my girl's keyhole, too? And is that safe? And if so,
I suppose if you're a registered nurse, you can get a catheter.
Yeah, if you're
still
gonna put something in your pee hole,
you're pretty much fucked.
You know what?
I've seen some nasty stuff on the internet.
Your toothbrush,
fingers, I mean, vibrators,
no. Q-tips.
Yeah, they use vibrators.
You know, more power to you if you can fit something in your pee hole without, you know, crying and breaking down in tears.
Yeah, I was gonna say the pee hole is not even the hole that he's probably talking about.
No, I think it is.
He's
talking about the pee hole.
Pee-hole.
Yeah, like with the penis, the pee-hole.
People do that.
Yeah. Go to Google and search.
No, you know what?
Ixnay on the go get chlamydia, and then let them stick that needle up your dick, and then go from there, see how you like that. Then go from there, see if you want to do a, you know, for sexual
arousal.
That's our advice. Go get chlamydia.
Or, damn right.
Or Google it.
Google sandbox, then get chlamydia.
Let the nurse get the new.
Hi! Hi!
That was weird.
Yes, that was weird. Oh, wow. So, let's check in with Yahtzee and then play a song.
Yay, Yahtzee!
You're gonna play Yahtzee.
The guest spot.
So I returned from my odyssey into the heartland of video game industry glamour, clutching a supermodel with one hand and brushing duck pate from my lapel with the other to find the pile of work that had felt so comfortably far away not too long ago, squatting on my desk like a big papery frog, and reality crashed down like a straight-line Tetris block falling into place, taking with it four rows and the lingering remnants of my short-lived cushy celebrity lifestyle. So fuck it, back to the grind of shitty games and Windows Movie Maker. Perseus Mandate is the completely uninformative title of the new Fear expansion pack. This is the second expansion pack for Fear to come out, since they're very easy to make. All you need to do is open the original game, randomly copy about half the levels, then rearrange them tastefully in another window. Add a new kind of enemy by reskinning an existing one, and put a big picture of a main character on the box art lit from behind by an explosion, and away you go. I played the first level of the original Fear a couple of years back on a friend's computer and thought it looked like the dog's bollocks, but since this was in the days when I was so poor I had to choose between games or regular square meals, when I acquired it for myself for my bottom-end PC I had to turn off most of the fancy visual effects and immerse the CPU in liquid oxygen to get it to run. And once I'd stripped out the dynamic lighting and whoop-de-doo damaged decals, all that was left was a series of boxy uninspired corridors that would have embarrassed the build engine. Two expansion packs in and nothing has changed, except for the fact that while previously you controlled a mute karate-kicking fear operative with the inexplicable and unique ability to slow down time, now you control a completely different mute karate-kicking fear operative with the ability to slow down time, still inexplicable but apparently less unique, experiencing exactly the same locations, enemies, and plot events as the last guy, but with a different wisecracking ethnic support character who might as well paint a target on their face. All in all, Perseus Mandate feels like one of those clip shows TV producers use to buy time when the writers have all passed out face down in buckets of cocaine. Fear is at heart a tactical shooter, and it's good at that, if nothing else. The AI stands out as clever and challenging among the hundreds of games populated exclusively by suicidal retards, but after the first few encounters you've fallen into a routine of hiding behind cover, popping out, shooting anything with legs and popping back. You fought people in an office, a warehouse and a sewer, and you're pretty much just going to be running between the three for the next 6 hours, and there's this feeling that the game is rummaging desperately around in its toy box trying to find something interesting to show you. The best it can manage is to bring in slightly bigger enemies with better weapons. The first Fear was an endless parade of identical gunfights broken up by the occasional slightly harder gunfights, and Perseus Mandate is just a retread of that. Deja vu lies thickly on the ground like a big fat sleeping bear. Every now and again, Fear remembers that it wants to be a horror game too, and makes the lights flicker or throws down a random bloodstain like there's someone with the world's most copious nosebleed about 50 yards ahead of you. But I have to admit, when the game does descend into sheer balls-to-the-wall mindfuckery for a few minutes, it's the only time the experience really comes alive for me. I'm running down a corridor when the lights come down, and then I'm in another, different corridor, only now there's a blurry filter on my vision and I can hear what sounds like a moose being strangled in a tin bath. Awesome. I open a door and it vanishes into nothing, and now there's a door in the ceiling. Sweet. There's a corpse at the end of the hall, but as I get closer, it jumps up and yells at me like everything's my fault. Finally, I'm having a good time. Then everything simmers down, and you return to boring, predictable normality, wishing you were back in the nightmare. Fear doesn't mesh horror and action as well as, say, Condemned does. The transition between prolonged horror sections and bouts of tactical combat occur with an almost audible clunk. And I don't know, there's something about controlling a gun-toting, bullet-time Superman that fatally undermines the sense of vulnerability horror is supposed to invoke. It's like how in Resident Evil 4, the villagers start off being scary until you discover you can blow all their heads off with a single shotgun blast, and then it's all just a big old laugh. Expecting us to be scared at that point smacks of trying to have one's cake and eviscerate it too. I guess if you're a huge fan of Fear, and I mean huge, like if you play it twice a day and you have Jason Hall's face stenciled onto your toilet seat, and if you've got a love of repetitive tactical combat that borders on the fetishistic, and if you really badly need to know what happens next to the faceless characterless protagonist of the ongoing storyline, then I heartily recommend Perseus Mandate. Maybe you could play it while you hang around the labyrinth with Theseus, because you're obviously a non-existent creature of myth.
Shut the fuck up! Get the fuck out of here! Yeah. Fake it till you make it, right? Tammy Faye Baker, makeup caked on tight, face rainbow bright, blush covers but paint won't hide. We all see through you like a bagel slice. Carrot top prop comic filled with gimmickry, good for a giggle, Weird Al mimicking. You deliver no dinner to the table. You're a condiment, a stick of margarine. Big shot cloud nine when your record spins 15 minutes, meet Mr. Remember Him. Remember when my record generated sales? Your high school cool, loser after grade 12. Peers forgot you, more like forgot who? 10-year reunion, squeezing that prom suit. Fool's gold, flea market jewelry. Whenever you spit that tomfoolery, all I hear is what? In one ear and out the other one. What?
Shut the fuck up! Get the fuck out of here!
There's a whole lot of people with a whole lot of egos. No originality, but a whole lot of sequels. You're all seagulls claiming you're bald eagles, thinking you're a hot plate of nachos and y'all Fritos. Artificial, loaded with phony flavors. Just some ground up oregano rolled in some toilet paper. I didn't think anybody would pay for that shit, but I guess they do. Can't be true, must be magic. Yeah, and that's the answer, ain't it? You Chris Angel'd your way to the top, then David Blaine did and got yourself placed in this box, but can't escape from it. You're screaming for your life, and all we hear you saying is what? In one ear and out the other one.
Shut the fuck up! Get the fuck out of here.
I really wanna be famous today, yo, that would be good. I really wanna get my name out and rep my neighborhood. All I gotta do is put my skills away and kill away or bite share. That I'd do with vocal corners, auto-tune. Let's assume I got a spoon and I'ma cook it up. I heard the crack commandments bought big, now I'ma hook it up. Things are looking up, the A&Rs are with the white, cause it ain't my real life, it's entertainment on the mic, right? Now I need a beef, I'ma beef with Ross Trent, cause my name is David, now I'm an ignorant bald head. Anyone got music, call up Moonshine, he might do. Beat you like Rihanna, he got beats like Dwight Schrute. I do need a guest appearance, so I holler at Decisive, and if he gets a clearance, I'ma tear this motherfucker up and put it in your anus. Look, my Kyprios is famous.
So really, when I continued writing, I felt there was nothing out there, so I had to continue, because they were so bad, because I was so good, and I'm still not so good. Still,
Thank you. I made it myself.
Oh, God.
A common fun trip in the making.
Everything. She got the retarded fortune. Came with a helmet.
The fat lip fortune.
Rides in a short little bus.
A charming friendship is in the making in the bed.
A charming friendship is in the bed. Luck is coming your way in the bed.
You're going to have sex with Lucky the Leprechaun. I stay away from the Lucky Charms.
Mm-hmm.
But careful with me, boys. They're fragile like eggs.
I don't think testicles would be even more fragile than eggs.
That's a quote from Old Dirty Monster.
Ah.
Quiz him about his weird, you know, Republican sort of beliefs and stuff.
Ooh.
That we have to talk about that for an hour.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
you're good.
So you wanted to ask him? Okay, well, man, knock yourself out, man.
I figured he wouldn't.
I don't mind.
He was upset because Obama was fighting for the Olympics in Chicago.
Man, that's old news anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not upset about it. It's just, you know,
You're recording, right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know, like you said, I didn't know there was some environmental
conference. I think it was tomorrow. There's a conference he's going to.
See, I didn't know about that.
What's interesting is this isn't the first time a controversy like that came up, and it was bullshit back then, too. Okay. It was John Sununu, a Republican, wasn't he running for, or not running, but wasn't he to be appointed for Supreme Court, if I'm not mistaken?
He's like the Secretary of Transportation.
Something like that. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, you're right. It was the Secretary of Transportation they were getting onto because he was traveling everywhere, which was not something the Secretary of Transportation does, right? Yeah, sure, whatever. Actually, it is something the Secretary
I don't remember that.
So. Well, that's back in the 80s.
Oh, okay. That'd be why.
But it was a very similar controversy. He was spending all this money to fly in a plane, as if the president doesn't travel all the time. I mean, Bush and Clinton and all the rest of them traveled a lot, too.
Yeah, they did. They did. It's just, I think, the reason why it's coming out now is because all the, I guess you could say, all the government spending is coming to, even though...
As far as sort of travels?
No, believe me, the government spends money, and that's our main problem, big government, Republicans, Democrats, everybody.
It's been a problem for a long time, that's for sure.
A very long time. And I think the reason why it's coming more scrutiny under just little things is, you know, hell, the Republicans ain't happy about Obama.
Well, I think they are definitely
I can't say just Republicans, I can say conservatives.
I would say they're being very selective about the things that they're concerned about spending on so that they can spend money on the big things and get you worried about little things. Like, yeah, it does sound like a lot of money for how much did you say it was?
I think the round trip just for him and Air Force One was, I think they said $1.4 million just for him.
That is a drop in the bucket when you consider how much the health care proposal is, and that is a drop in a bucket when you consider how much we spent on Iraq.
Yeah.
Which was like a big money bonfire, basically.
Well, basically any war, because most of our debt that's been accrued, that was accrued in the 1900s was war debt, was basically, hey, France, we're going to pay your war debt. Don't worry about paying us back.
And it's a lot of, I mean, like the Iraq War, it was $1 trillion, and it's not like that $1 trillion, it's not
went
like
to the soldiers.
Yeah, no.
We didn't pile it in a big pile and burn it. It went into people's pockets.
It didn't go to the soldiers. It never even really went to Iraq.
No.
Well, I mean, they certainly did rebuild a lot of the stuff in Iraq.
Yeah,
well,
a lot of stuff that helps pump oil.
Yeah.
Helps refine oil, helps drill for oil.
I mean, the 20th century is a long history of people making money off of war.
Well, yeah, they rebuild stuff to contract to come to government, not necessarily the cheapest contractor, just, hey, you know.
If you're the one making money off of the bombs, and if you're the one making the money off of rebuilding the stuff that the bombs blow up, it's pure racketeering.
It's interesting. you mentioned the contractor. You know what contractor it is?
Wasn't one of them Chinese?
Halliburton, Cheney's old. Basically, what happened was Cheney left as the CEO or chairman.
He was on the chair.
He was the chair of directors of Halliburton, and he left with like a $43 million severance package to go become the vice president of the United States. And at the time, people were like, well, you should have given back the $43 million. It's like, fuck you. I get money from that. You do that too.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a fair point until he became in a position to control what company did the rebuilding.
Exactly.
And then it mysteriously went to Halliburton for some reason.
Exactly.
Which some people would look at as a bribe.
Yeah. Well, I'm not here saying anything. I look at it,
we're kind of in libertarian mode right now.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
And we're going to agree on a lot of stuff. I think you'll find that we do agree on a lot of conservative stuff.
I agree with a lot of stuff on y'all too. Yeah. I'm not necessarily straight up Republican conservative. I'm more conservative than liberal.
Yeah,
and there's some things I agree with Democrats on more, but I'm not even professing to be a hardcore Republican.
Yeah.
I think government is
if you listen to NPR, then there's got to be a little bit of a middle lean for you.
Middle lean?
Yeah. NPR is definitely the middle ground. It's certainly not on the left.
Well, no, I mean, if he's Republican...
In the bizarro universe!
So was he saying...
No, the middle finger I'm speaking of is not translated radio.
No, actually, I really don't listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Because if I'm in the car, I normally got a CD in.
Well, good thing you're not listening to Rush Limbaugh.
You watch Fox News.
I'm
sorry.
Too much?
No, like I said, it comes on... There's help. It comes on at work, on the work TVs, when I'm done. But there's some things I agree on, some things I don't.
Yeah.
But I share more agreeable views with them than what I do with, say, CNN, because... When the whole elections was going on, CNN was playing on the work TVs. But as soon as the election was over, they switched back to Fox. And don't know why. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. You know.
That's kind of weird.
Well, hell, I only remember Fox was playing before I got laid off. I only remember when they actually made the switch from CNN to Fox. But I do share more views with Fox News. Not all of them. I mean, there's some guys on there I don't even like listening to, like Bill O'Reilly. I really don't listen to.
Weird how lately he's become the voice of reason on that channel.
Only occasionally.
Occasionally.
This Glenn Beck guy. I like it. Just anybody that introduces Glenn Beck as that Glenn Beck guy.
Yeah, he's just a guy.
I'm fine with that.
They even said themselves he wasn't really a reporter. He's just...
He's definitely not a reporter.
I get the feeling he was some guy that they found on the street.
Yeah, pretty much.
Processor, like, transistor radios in your cereal, man!
Pretty much. I mean,
They gave him lessons, like, don't say transistor, say... I believe there are transistor radios in your cereal. Say it that way, and then you'll have an audience, and that's how he got his.
I don't share everything that all these people. Actually, one of my favorites is his name's Greg Gutfield. He comes on at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
what's his shit?
You look. The Daily Gut is his little publication he puts out on the internet.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he does his little monologue. They call it Gregalog, and it's not necessarily always right wing. But it's not, left wing, and he pretty much just gives his opinion. So, and he has a panel, and he's got a panel of people, and they'll tell him.
Is it live?
I think it's recorded. How it comes on at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you never know. I mean, like,
because Bell's live.
Yeah.
Well, because Ann Coulter will be on there. How right wing she is.
She's not even right wing. She's like
she's just in her classroom.
She went so far right wing, she fell off.
Pretty much.
I'm still kind of convinced she might be the original Stephen Colbert. It's all just a shtick. I mean, if that was true, that would be genius.
She's a woman campaigning to repeal the right for women to vote.
Is she really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
A funny clip from yesterday. She was on Fox News, as usual, and Al Sharpton was there and some other lady, and they were talking about that... Senator, I think. God, what's his name? But he's a Democrat, and he's facing, charges about tax evasion. He's on the Ways and Means Committee.
Who was that?
You know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about.
I can't remember
his name.
But he's a Democrat, and then Ann Coulter actually defended him, which is really weird. It had everybody in the studio pretty shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And she laid out some really interesting facts, and it was only $10,000, not that much. And So... She might be cracking finally. Maybe she's revealing her truth.
Or
liberal self.
Might be on crack.
I kind of peg her more as
a meth head.
Just from that.
In all likelihood, it's probably OxyContin. That seems to be the choice.
It's probably just she needs a battery to charge for it because she's a robot.
Sex change robot.
She's like a lower version of a.
She always looks like any moment she's going to be like, my precious. He tried to take it from us. I'm Ann Coulter.
Yeah, some people think she's hot, apparently. I don't really think anybody.
Was she the one that like took over the spot that Harvey Milk or something having to do with the Milk movie, the Harvey Milk movie?
I haven't seen that, but
yeah, but I think Ann Coulter isn't like doing a
I'm
little.
Sure, she
spot.
Said something bad about it.
No. She was very, very sad that he had been, you know, assassinated and whatnot.
What time?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I don't think
she's
that old. That's from the '70s.
Yeah,
it's like the middle '70s. Well, I mean, she could be. Maybe she is actually 70 or 80.
You never know.
Had some facial reconstruction.
No, I'm fine.
I'm
diabetic.
By the way, she's got a really nice ass.
Oh, I know she does. The first thing, when we arrived to her mother's house today, her mom, her grandma, and her auntie were out, and they said, "Damn. He must be riding you right, because your ass and breasts are getting bigger." I was like, okay. Damn straight.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Her mom said that to her?
Her mom and her aunties and grandma. They all
Amelia
know.
Amelia is quite an attractive young lady.
Yes. It's okay. You can say she's hot if you want to say she's hot. I don't care.
I'm her boss, so it's a little...
But you're not at work. So it can't...
It's still a little weird.
Still a little weird. But outside the four walls of work, hey... People
who
retain their own, you know, opinion.
Hello. We were just talking about how hot you are.
We were talking about you.
Thank you.
Did you get a vault, though?
Yeah.
I was telling them what your mom and auntie were saying about your...
Don't worry. You'll hear it on the podcast. Really? Yeah, we were looking at your bum.
Well, that wasn't quite as incendiary as I had hoped it would be.
What's up?
I believe babies should be killed.
Who? Who?
Babies. Gingers should be killed.
Babies.
Gingers?
Gingers.
Like redheads?
Gingers,
yeah,
redheads.
Gingers, redheads.
You know, back in Hitler's day, blonde hair, blue eyes. I don't know.
Wow. Wow.
His whole war, he was, you know... Britain, he didn't give a shit about Britain. So. He was just trying to get through Britain to Ireland.
That's right.
To take care of Ireland.
The Jews were just a test. Just to see if his exterminate the Irish plan would actually work.
Exterminate!
And then he got confused and thought Russia was red. And that's actually him.
Nah, the story behind that is my buddy... He's a...
Wait a minute. The story behind that?
No, my buddy. He's a Nazi.
With gingers.
The gingers. Yeah. He's a ginger. He's 6'8". Ginger. His brother.
Shane Johnson's not here. John's a redhead.
His brother was telling him one day when they were drunk. Actually, hell, I think I was there. We were all drinking one night. One night, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
I would assume it's plausible.
Cases that night, drunk.
Wow. Nights.
And he's like, Josh, you know... If you were born in Germany back, you know, World War II, you've been cleansed because you're a ginger. we always say that shit. Just to fuck around.
How do you respond?
Would I be considered a ginger?
Yes. You'll be.
Because you're what? Because she's got freckles?
You have freckles?
Freckles.
You are a ginger.
I'm not a ginger.
You're not a ginger.
He's got freckles.
Sort of.
But it's not as much as you do.
Yeah, this is like
Irish.
Obvious Irish descent.
If you didn't like have your arms uncovered, like just, you couldn't tell you were ginger.
Yeah, as long as you cover your arms, you won't end up in a concentration camp.
No freckles on my legs either.
This is the best podcast ever because I think it's recording shit. We're going to stop, play a song. Anybody have any requests?
Wow, something about New York.
Pop that pussy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Pop that pussy from Too Loud Crew.
I
believe I actually have that.
Yeah, no surprise there.
I have a very, very large MP3 collection, and I just downloaded like the discography by Too Loud Crew, except for like the last couple albums.
But dude, Tootsie Roll.
Oh, God, no. No.
Pop that pussy.
Oh, God, how many times in my life have I heard Tootsie Roll? It's like, oh, God, please don't do that to me. That's like
Pop That Pussy. Let's play Pop That Pussy.
Doing shows, doing tricks to make us holler on a given night, all for a dollar. Silicone breasts, oil on their chest, not like us, but above the rest. They'll do anything to turn us on. Them hoes got it going on.
I like big booty and big old titties. Bitch, you know you've been fucked by many, so come and be my private dancer. I got some money if that's the answer. I really wanna be with you. I get hard after seeing you. How hard? Hard like a rock. When you make that pussy.
pussy pop. Pop that pussy, hey, pop that pussy, baby, pop. Pop that pussy, hey, pop that pussy, baby, pop. Pop that pussy, pop, pop that pussy, baby, pop. That pussy, pop, pop that pussy, baby. Freaky bitches with plenty of ass, rolling to the music and shaking real fast. Bend over backwards, make me shout and work that pussy in and out. Moving your body with plenty of action, bringing to the man more satisfaction. Do what you feel to turn us out. Just work that pussy all the way out. Shake it, don't break it. It took your mama 9 months to make it. Bend over and spread them, girl. Show me those pussy pearls. Rub that ass and play with that clit. You know I like that freaky shit. Girl, you know you look so cute. Throwing that pussy the way you do. Pop that pussy, hey.
Down.
service. Even with bad circuits, the top. I love the top, the bottom's bliss. My pain. I'm gonna find my way. I'm what goes around. I'll be back someday. Keep on pushing and pull my weight. Cause we all looking beyond gaze. And the pace that's peace of the present state. The parallax is the place where the demons play. Peons praise, pending glory. Till it's my time, I'll wait eons for me. To show love is a blessing. To begrudge is to die by your own way. Step it up.
Cause I get down like that. Cause I get down like that. Gotta watch your ass when I come around your way. If you kick me down, I still rise up. Lord knows I'm gonna find my way. Cause I get down like that. 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 Cause I get down like that.
Cause I get down like that.
Yeah.
So I think we're gonna shut it down. That was Monster Maker with My Way. And before that was Two Live Crew with Pop That Pussy.
Yeah.
That's my mom's favorite song. She actually, but it's strange you've requested that because she actually called and asked me to play that on the podcast. She said,
"Your mom's a pretty cool one."
No, my mom would have a heart attack if she listened.
I bet.
To the show.
If my mom could actually hear and heard that song, she would probably kill
her.
Mom's
dead.
Yes.
What? Your mom's a what?
My mom's dead.
Like super fresh, fly
from birth, or. Like, what are the circumstances or her deafness? What, you don't mind me asking.
What's that?
Is she deaf from birth?
No.
She goes.
No, she had a disease that ate her inner ears.
Oh, okay.
So how old was she when she lost her hearing?
Yeah.
How old is she now? She is 48 now. 3 years ago, 45.
Oh, whoa.
Recent. Yeah.
Yeah. Now she can relive like no tomorrow. So when I want to cuss or something,
already?
I've had to do this. So
you have to cover your mouth when you cuss.
Cover your mouth, you know, or if I don't want her to hear, I'll just kind of turn. Now, if she's got a cochlear on, she'll hear, you know, she can hear, you know, when I'm next to her, so I can't cuss when she's got that on either.
Huh. Do you know what disease it was?
Disease called Langerhans histiocytosis is what she called it.
Okay.
I think you said bad words.
It's a weird-ass disease. So.
Yeah,
so it's normally like a bone disease, but she had it. I guess a bone disease.
They technically did.
They said it was dormant when she was younger. Then,
But it's not one that's like
interesting.
It's not what we call it hereditary. Thank you. That's what
it's a viral.
It's viral, basically. I guess.
Well, okay.
It's weird. Well.
Well, a shout out to BJ's mom.
That's terrible, man. Seriously, man.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way.
In poor taste.
I totally didn't mean it that way. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Sorry.
Any other shout-outs?
Tub Girl Fairy?
Yes.
Katyusha?
Katyusha?
No, Tub Girl Fairy.
Tub Girl Fairy. That's a deaf friend of ours. So.
Yeah.
Dead or deaf?
Deaf.
Oh, deaf.
Yeah. She lost it with the disease, but she's like three. So.
Mm. Yeah.
So. Do you know any other deaf or dead people?
I said dead people.
We can give a shout out to Mr. Bean, but that's more of the blindness than the deafness.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Deaf, blind, dumb.
It's just like, you know, sending them a book is the same as sending them some CDs. Right?
Shut up. Fuck. Sorry, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, what, I shouldn't say that in front of you, PJ.
I was gonna grow up and have a filthy mouth. You know that?
I don't give a shit. Really.
She's the one who cares, and she curses worse than he does, which is I don't understand.
She's convinced that, you know, he'll reach an age and then she'll quit cursing.
Yeah, she hasn't quite told us yet what the cutoff line's gonna be. Like,
kind of same way she's doing the whole smoking thing. Yeah. She kind of, you know, quit, but still smokes every once in a while. She's going to, like, quit cussing. And
Just every once in a while.
Yeah, like the occasional
smoke. God damn it, Owen.
And you got to make sure you're good ones.
Owen.
The good ones. It can't be no.
You little shit, fucker.
There's got to be some good ones.
I feel, you know, it's not going to be like, hey, you little shit fucker. If it's going to come out every once in a while, it's going to be those real
just call them little
angry.
Shit fuck. That's what my favorite.
Hey, little name. Shit
little
fuck.
Shit fuck. That's one of my favorite
shit
fuck.
He just paints such a picture.
Yeah, I think he took offense to that.
I'm sorry, Owen. I wasn't calling you a shit fuck. I was just saying that's one of my favorites.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
Mommy's
big man.
Mommy's little cunt. Wait, no, that's not what I meant. No, I didn't mean that, Owen. I meant something else. Because otherwise, it's just disturbing.
Anyway.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Well, yeah, we should wrap it up, I guess.
Yep. So, thanks for listening to 62, folks. This has been one very unique podcast. Now, hopefully we'll get our technical difficulties out of the way next time. Bye.
Hasta luego.
Put salt in your eyes.
Put salt in your eyes.